One food item is actually costing less this year. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. There's one food group at the supermarket that is actually costing less than it did last year. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Agriculture Department economist Suzanne Thornsberry says, yeah, we've upped our vegetable consumption over the last 40 years, 0.2 cups, based on the production and the availability of vegetables. So we're up to 1.7 cups a day. That's something, I guess.
But it's still below, about 50% below the U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommendation of 2.5 cups per person.
And on the subject of production, you may remember a lot of people were calling this past winter the winter that wasn't. It was unusually mild in many areas. And Suzanne Thornsberry says farmers did expand production of fresh vegetables with help, of course, from the weather. And not just here in the U.S., but in our other supplying countries like Mexico.
So there were large volumes of very good quality commercial vegetables available,
sending grower and consumer level prices down. Now, Suzanne says there are indications that farmers may have cut back plantings somewhat as we got into the late summer and fall, but
we've had a little increase or upswing in price here the last month or so in terms of producer or grower prices, but still well below the prices of 2011.
So we've been looking at low inflation for fresh vegetables for the whole year.
In fact, Ag Department food price analyst Ricky Volpe says that for the year, this could cause something to happen for consumers that doesn't happen very often.
So we're now forecasting fresh vegetable prices to fall 1 to 2% on 2012. And I should note that a forecast for deflation for a major category such as this is very rare.
And as we all know, prices usually go up, but rarely down. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.